Well, research shows that the third week in January is often the week that most people give up on their goals, New Year's resolutions, etc., that they set at the beginning of the year. Life coach Sally Tebow says instead of just setting different goals, we must first take stock and create a one-word theme for the year that serves as a guidepost. And from there, every time you set an intention, you ask the question first, does this align with my theme for the year? Sally joins me now with some details. Great to be chatting with you, Sally, and officially Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year to you. Doesn't it seem like a century ago?
Well, let's say then, a few weeks into the year, what's your word for this year then, 2021?
Impact.
Impact. Okay. Mm-hmm. So how do you come up with the word? How do you reach that point of narrowing all of the ideals and the goals and the thoughts into just one word?
I sit and think about, what is it that I most want to achieve in the coming year? So, for instance, a client of mine has chosen freedom. Mm. That's the word she's come up with. And for me, it's impact. So I'm looking at ways that I can create an impact in my own health, impact in my business, you know, how I impact other people's lives. And so it begins with choosing a word and asking yourself a series of questions about how you can do that.
So you said there about your client and she chose the word freedom. Let's use freedom as an example. So if we choose freedom, then do we write sentences to kind of say, okay, so I want freedom in this. I want freedom to look like this. And then do we write a series of sentences after that to make it, I suppose, more practical on a day-to-day level as we're doing life to actually then how we apply that word to our life throughout the year?
Yeah, so what I love to do is I take the first letter from each word, from each of the words, and create a sentence that involves that. So, for instance, for me this year, the M letter in the word means motivate. And every day I sit down when I'm writing in my journal and I ask myself the question, how did I create impact in my world today?
Right. And is this a way then, so for on a day-to-day basis, like is it that we, you know, we might start our day and just sit with the word and go, right, how does this look like today? And is it then a morning and an evening kind of a setup in the morning and then a review each night to see how we did? Is that too much? Or like, what are your thoughts around, again, the implementation on a daily basis to make sure we're keeping on track?
Whatever works for you. For me personally, I like to do it in the morning.
Right.
So I sit down in the morning and think, okay, how am I going to make impact? And then in the next morning, did I create that impact that I wanted? I'm a great believer that when you ask yourself a question, you open up all sorts of possibilities. One of the other things, you know, I think when we set goals, sometimes we set goals and sort of judge ourselves on whether we've achieved them or not. And I don't think that's what life is all about. Things change suddenly, as they did in Brisbane last week. Okay, I may not be able to achieve this week, but how am I creating the freedom or the balance or the success in my life in other ways?
Okay.
So, and I think if 2020 taught us anything, it's to choose what's really important in your life and be willing to let go of the rest. And that theme for the year can be very powerful.
Choosing a word as a theme for the year, that's been our topic today with life coach Sally Tebow. You can find details, as always, at Sally's website, sallytebow.com.au. Tebow is T-H-I-B-A-U-L-T, sallytebow.com.au. Sally, thanks so much for that. We'll go do that. That's our homework for the week, and we will talk to you again next Tuesday. You take care.
You too. Thanks, Tim.